One final question just popped into my head about this ER positive or negative and HER2. There was this trial, I think it was called the TEACH trial, where they gave delayed lapatinib, I think, in people who had not had adjuvant trastuzumab when the adjuvant trastuzumab, I think. Am I remembering that correctly?
Paul Goss led this. It was a global study. It was for women who had had HER2-positive breast cancers and were somewhere between 1 and 5 years out, if I recall the number. And they were offered adjuvant lapatinib or not. And in that study, there was no strong signal of activity for lapatinib. Some of the differences there, I'm not sure they all were required to have had adjuvant trastuzumab. I think because of the timing of the study, that wasn't a universal requirement, though I'd have to look that up in the paper. The other interesting thing about the duration of anti-HER2 question is, in the HERA trial, they looked at a second year of trastuzumab. And for most of us in breast cancer, trastuzumab is the transformational drug, right? That's our imatinib moment, when you begin to see the power of tumor selection and a targeted therapy. The previous generation did that with endocrine therapy. Our generation did that with trastuzumab. So the interesting thing is that a second year of trastuzumab did not seem to be beneficial in the HERA trial. And so it's not that more anti-HER2 treatment couldn't be helpful, but it does make you wonder how powerful these drugs are if that second drug year of trastuzumab didn't really change the curves.